For this full moon oracle message, 2nd of September 2020, as I tuned in to what was being called for right now, I was guided to do a healing meditation, a grounding and healing meditation. These are intense times, so much going on, storms, fires, political situations, violence, just so much in the collective right now that we all need to take a little bit of time to relax, ground, come into center, and breathe. So I invite you to sit in a quiet, calm place. And we begin with breath. Breath is always the beginning place when we want to calm down. Knowing that as we consciously slow and deepen our breath, we are helping to move our nervous systems out of fight or flight and into our calming and centering nervous system. The movement of the diaphragm down into the soft belly helps to activate the vagus nerve to help us make that switch. So I invite you to think with each inhale that the diaphragm is moving further down into the belly and allowing for more space for the lungs to bring in more air, for us to move more oxygen through our systems, and to continue giving our vagus nerves that message. It's okay to move us into the calm and centering system out of our fight or flight. So continue consciously slowing and deepening your breath throughout this meditation. And I'm also going to invite you to actually use some sound. You will hear me do some audible breaths like that. That's a discharging breath. It helps to discharge some of these anxious, chaotic energies that we're carrying, some of that buzzy, fizzy energy. And I invite you to also use that ah sound, like that sigh of satisfaction. And I'm also using tuning forks. Here I'm using the Fibonacci pair from Biofield Tuning. These are two tuning forks that are each in the frequency sequence of the Fibonacci sequence, two of the frequencies. And the Fibonacci sequence is also called the perfect proportion or the golden mean. It's the spiral shape. And spiral is one of the essential shapes of creation. And the Fibonacci forks, tuning forks, are really, really good at bringing order out of chaos. So I will continue to use these throughout the meditation, most of it. So just know that you are receiving these frequencies, even though these are weighted forks and you won't be hearing them. So closing eyes, continuing our connection with breath, soft belly, slow deep breaths, and then bringing our awareness to our feet and just allowing the bottoms of our feet to energetically open to connect with earth. And without having to work at it, allowing ourselves to create a grounding cord about as thick around as our torso, sending it down into earth through the bottoms of our feet. It's no work, just using our imagination, sending it down and down through all the layers of earth, rock, underground waters, all the way down to the fires, the molten iron crystal at earth's core. And we see our grounding cord wrapping around that molten iron crystal three times. It's many miles high and wide, so this is a big wrap. And as we are now strongly connected to the center of Earth, we now see in our mind's eye and feel with our energy senses beautiful Earth energy rising up our grounding cord as golden light. See it coming up and up. See it coming into our Earth Star chakra. It's about a foot below the bottoms of our feet. This is the negative pole of our internal battery. The negative flow comes from Earth, the positive from Sun, and we'll get to Sun in a few minutes. And we see this golden light energy of Earth filling this orb of the Earth Star chakra with this beautiful, beautiful grounding energy. And then we see that energy connecting up into the soles of our feet. Feel it filling up our legs, coming up to merge in the central channel at the root, flowing up our central channel in a wide stream all the way up to the crown and above, and fountaining out like a whale spout and coming back around. The shape of our energy field, our biofield, is a tube torus. So this energy rising up the center is coming up the center of the tube, and then it makes this beautiful sphere all around us in all directions, filled with this beautiful golden light energy of Earth. And just see that in your mind's eye, sparkling up the central channel and all through the physical body, all around you, 5 or 6 feet out in all directions. And we receive this energy of Earth as healing and nourishing and protective. This is our birthright. And we know that this also is a discharging pathway, that we can also discharge down into Earth energies that are not serving us at this time, any emotional things that need to go down into Earth. And Earth will take any of this and transmute it, so we don't have to worry about sending yucky stuff down into Earth. Earth will just transmute it for us. She can take it all. So we allow that energy to continue to flow. And then we bring our awareness up to our crown and to what we call the Sun Star chakra in biofield tuning. This is also our eighth chakra, the chakra of our divine self. And we allow that to move up a little higher, should be about a foot above our crown, and it can get condensed down or collapsed down onto the crown as we pull our energy in when we get worried and concerned and anxious. And we're actually better off when we have this further up in its happy home, so that we can really connect to that cosmic energy, the sun energy, which is also our birthright. And we allow that sun star to float up. And then bringing our awareness out into the universe, to the center of all creation. You can think of this as the central sun, or as the cosmic womb of all creation. And with our imagination, again with our inner sight, we draw in a crystalline golden white light of this cosmic energy of creation from the central sun, bring it through our sun to come on into our sun star, our eighth chakra, and see that orb filling with this crystalline golden white light of the cosmic energy of creation. Continue that slow, conscious, deep breathing, using the discharging breaths, using sound whenever it feels appropriate to you. I'm still using the Fibonacci forks for tuning now our sun star, and see now that sun energy coming from the sun star connecting to your crown and flowing down the central channel to the earth star and back around. This is our double tube torus, and these two energies complete that electrical circuit that creates our biofield. This is the sun energy, is the positive pole of our internal battery. So now that we have opened these pathways wider and we are consciously receiving and discharging from and to earth and sun, we have more energy available now. Let's take a moment too and think about widening that central channel. These two energies spiral together in the central channel. We can also discharge up to the sun, anything that needs to go in that direction. So taking this time to really flush and clear and cleanse and replenish our energetic system. So as you continue with your breathing, with letting out sound, both receiving and discharging. So bringing in new, fresh energy and discharging out the anxiety, the chaotic energies, the fear, the worry, the distress, the anger, the upset. Just allowing those to flow both down to earth and up and out to the sun, whichever direction feels right to you. And bringing these frequencies of the Fibonacci sequence into ourselves. Let's think of bringing this in now to our third chakra, the solar plexus, where we can be holding a lot of this anxiety. It's a place where we tend to lock down. And we can't breathe very well if we're locked down in our solar plexus. That's where the diaphragm is. So if you're finding it hard to do that slow, deep breathing, take a little time to actually massage right there. Put your fingers right in. Don't be afraid to dig in. You're not going to be hurting yourself. What you'll do is create more ability for your diaphragm to move and for you to breathe. And that will help create more flow of the energy. Because breath is flow. So working on that, massaging that solar plexus and all along the edge of the rib cage there in the front, that will help the diaphragm be able to move more easily and you to be able to breathe more fully. And reclaiming our ability to breathe deeply and fully is part of what we have to do in order to heal, in order to relax. Healing takes place in relaxation. We need to have that vagus nerve moving us into the parasympathetic state in order to heal. So continue using your breath, using sound, continue to visualize those energies, the earth energy flowing up, the sun energy flowing down, and seeing this crystalline golden white light of the sun energy mingling with the golden light energy of earth in our physical bodies, in our energy systems, in our biofield. These beautiful sparkling lights infusing all of the biophotons in our field, in our very cells, with this energy brightening them up, bringing more energy into that spark of light in every cell. Every cell has at least one biophoton. And we'll see all of those just brightening up with this energy that we're adding from the Fibonacci forks and from the energy of Earth and the energy of Sun, the cosmic energies. Continuing to flow these energies. And as we bring our awareness back again to the solar plexus, I'm going to take inspiration from Eileen McCusick and one of her recorded tunings. And let's imagine bringing our biophotons that are stuck out in our energy field back in, right into the solar plexus. This place, kind of in the middle of the body. But let's also imagine not just at the solar plexus, but also below. For women, we have the holy womb chakra. Men can connect to this energy of the holy womb chakra as well through their own mother, the womb in which they grew and from which they were birthed. And this sort of lower abdominal area can also be called the hara or the dantian in the Japanese and Chinese martial arts traditions. And this is also kind of the home of our internal battery, where these two energies of Earth and Sun come and blend together. So let's bring, just imagine now, those biophotons in our field that may have been stuck out there for one reason or another, traumatic events, accidents, heartbreaks, flowing back in to the center, coming back in to the womb, the dantian, and the third chakra, giving us again more energy so that we have more energy to run. We can run more energy. We have more energy in flow to do whatever it needs to do in our bodies, in our systems. Receiving these energized biophotons back into the center. As they come into the central channel, they then can go anywhere. We receive this light. This is bringing in the light. The light that is ours, the light that belongs to us, that just got stuck out there in the field. Bringing it back in. Coming back into flow and bringing that energy in also specifically to our vagus nerves in the belly, the gastric plexus of the vagus nerve, the cardiopulmonary plexus behind our heart and lungs. The vagus nerves are very long, start in the brainstem and then go to all of our organs. And these plexuses that are in that area of the gastric plexus, in the solar plexus area, and the cardiopulmonary plexus of the vagus nerve now are also receiving this energy of the Fibonacci sequence from the tuning forks. The golden mean, the perfect proportion, the spiral of creation itself, that beautiful spiral. And that spiraling energy is also spiraling in our bellies, in our womb chakras, in our dantian. As we feel that energy spiraling, calming and balancing our vagus nerves, helping us be more and more in our parasympathetic nervous system, bringing healing energies and more light in all of our energy systems, in every cell, bringing more integrity to cell membranes, to all of our physical systems. Continuing to use our breath and letting out sound as we continue to use our imagination, our inner sight, to see our own light flowing back in to us from anywhere in our biofield that it had been stuck. Bringing it back in to this center of the body. And then seeing again the flow of energy in our central channel. The spiraling energy of Earth from the negative pole rising up. Spiraling energy of the sun from the positive pole spiraling down to create. It's those two poles and the two flows that create our electromagnetic field. We remind ourselves that these energies are our birthright and that in our culture as it exists now, we have to consciously run these energies in order to be really healthy. Because we have lost our ability to just automatically be connected with Earth and grounded. Because we are inside so much, we wear shoes with rubber soles, and we are also disconnected from the sun. Being told we have to cover up when we go out in the sun and being inside so much. And we can help ourselves counteract all that being inside by consciously making these connections, these energetic connections. Opening the bottoms of our feet to connect with Earth. Opening the tops of our heads to connect with sun. And consciously increasing the energy flow in our central channel, which also increases the energy flow in our biofield. Raising our voltage, as Eileen likes to say. And we remember and remind ourselves that these energies are always here and always available for us, and that it is helpful and useful to daily set aside some time to consciously make these connections and run these energies. Giving ourselves permission, allowing. It's not hard work, it's really about allowing. Just using our imagination and intention. Our intention is so powerful. You can continue as long as you like with this return to this meditation at any time you want to recreate this for yourself and hold intentions for any specific healing that you need at that time. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Blessings Blessings, dear ones.